Praise the Lord. Message number 195. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 18. The Watchman is a Keeper for His Brothers, Part B. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, and verse 12 to verse 22. 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 12 to verse 22. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time he was old and well advanced in years. Jesse's 3 older sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now Jesse said to his son David, take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines. Early in the morning, David left the flock with the shepherd, loaded up, and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up, their lines facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and greeted his brothers. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word that bring always good news from you and bring revivals in our lives and souls and in our ministry, in the life of the church. I do pray, O Lord, that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, I do pray that, O God, that there will be a fruit and you raise up your people and make many of them servants of yours, watchmen and watchwomen, to do the task and the work that you had called us as a church to do. Oh Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and use this message to encourage other in following you and doing your will. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David here is a watchman. God had called him to be a watchman, to go and care and check the well-being of his brothers. And we know that David was the youngest son of Jesse, and he did the ministry that God and his father and the church had called him to do. In fact, David did more than what he was asked for or expected from him. And when his father called him to go and see the well-being of his brothers, to go to the battle field and line, David not only did that, but he did further things in obedience to the leading and the calling of God the Holy Spirit. As faithful watchmen, God called you to follow the example of David and setting your mind to follow God's instruction and the church instruction and the Holy Spirit instruction to fulfill the task and the challenge that God had placed in front of each and every one of us. What we learn from David as a watchman? First, accept the task. David obeyed his father's instruction to go and see the well-being of his brothers. He obeyed the command without questioning, and he did the work and what is required of him without grumbling. You know, being the younger son, he might be thinking to have fun and go for a certain trip. Instead, he accepted the task gladly. Some, when you ask them to do certain tasks and ministry unto the Lord and serve others, they will start to grumble and put some excuses to avoid going into the battle field as a good soldier for Christ. What we admonish you here, do not be among such kind of people. Do not be among such kind of people who like to enjoy life, spending it with fun. Rather, as Paul admonished Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Accept the task to be a watchman. What we can learn from David, what you can learn from David as a good watchman, be a good steward. David, when he was requested to go and watch the situation of his brothers, he was a shepherd for his father's sheep. He did not leave the sheep without care, without somebody to be over the sheep, but he put someone instead of him while he was doing the mission work. So he kept his work and he did the ministry. He kept somebody, as we have read, and he went forward to visit his brothers. There are some who are not careful in keeping their work and leaving it prematurely. There are some people who are not good stewards for their work. David here showed his concern as well to the secular work that he has when he put another shepherd in his place to care for the sheep. You must understand and know that your secular job is your responsibility before God. Even when God calls you for His service, you need to attend your secular duty well, because that's what God is expecting from you. David was a good steward and did his secular work well till God took him to be shepherd for His people, Israel. The same for you. Do not leave your job prematurely, but continue to serve the Lord and wait upon God till He come and take you fully from your secular job. So be good, be a good steward. Accept the task, then be a good steward. What we can learn from David, what you can learn from David as a watchman, be diligent, hardworking, and be faithful. David, as we have read, from his working spot as a shepherd, he traveled early in the morning without rest to reach his brothers. He faithfully carried the assigned food. His father told him, carry this food for your brothers, to them and to the and also to the commander of the units. He sent with his son food for him. So he was hardworking. In the morning, as he left the sheep with the shepherd, from working, not to rest, but to the battle field. The same for you. To be a watchman, it needs you to be diligent, hardworking, traveling and carrying certain supplies and whatever needed to the mission feel that you are sent for. There are people who are hungry. They may need some food, and his father sent food for them. Certain time God called us to bring food and supplies to people who are hungry for his word, and we need to do that faithfully. What we can learn from David as a watchman: be inspired and be thrilled to run to the battlefield. In verse 22, as we have read, David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and greeted his brothers. David was thrilled with the thought of achieving the required task. You know, when his father told him to reach the battlefield, when he reached the area that he just at the battlefield, he ran. The Bible says he ran. He was thrilled. He was so happy. In the same way, let us be thrilled to run to the battlefield and do the task entrusted to us by the Lord. The Lord say in Matthew 28, verse 19 and verse 20, he said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let us be thrilled to run to the battlefield to reach and care for those people that God had called us to reach and to care. What we can learn from David as a watchman: be led by the Holy Spirit to accept the challenge and to do whatever is required. When David reached his brethren, when he reached the battle field, there are certain things happened. Let's read from verse 23, from where we stopped, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23 to verse 25. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. When the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give a great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel. You know, when David hear this, David was led by the Holy Spirit to accept the challenge and to fight against the champion Goliath. When you reach the field that God and the church has asked you to reach, the Holy Spirit might open to you further tasks that you need to do. In such situation, accept the challenge of God and be willing to finish the task. The Lord had called you to be a watchman. Be faithful to the end. Be open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We might entrust you with a certain ministry, but the Holy Spirit might lead you further, might ask you certain task on the spot. Be faithful to the Lord, as David was faithful, and he fight the champion Goliath. What we can learn from David as a watchman: do not be discouraged with people criticizing you. Do not be discouraged when people are criticizing you. I say it again and again, because certain time the people that even the bear that you are serving, they might criticize you. David was criticized by his brothers. We can read that in verse 26 to verse 29, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26 to verse 29. David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and remove his disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the desert? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. Now what have I done?" said David. Cannot I even speak?" You know, as we have read, David was criticized by his own brothers. David was not discouraged with what his brother spoke about him. The same people that you are serving, the same people that you are sent to bring food to them and to bring in good news back from them to the church, the same people that you are serving might criticize you and speak nonsense and none properly to you, but you don't need to take it to your heart. Do not need to take to heart what they have said none properly about you, but you need to take to heart what the Word of God and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. As watchmen, you need to have a big heart, and you need to be willing to forgive those who hurt you and harm you, so that God's plan of salvation shall flow through you in the life of other people. I encourage you, have a big heart to accommodate and overcome all the hurts. Do not be discouraged when people start to criticize you. That is normal. As a watchman, have a big heart. Tell him, "Lord, give me a big heart. I want to forgive. I want to forget. I want to continue to serve those people because I know that you had called me to care for them." What we can learn from the life of David as a watchman: finish the challenge and do the complete work of God. We will continue read 1 Samuel chapter 17. We will read it from verse 30 to verse 37. "He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter." See, he was not discouraged. He knew that God called him to fight and to kill Goliath, and he brought up the same matter, and the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But David say to Saul, "Your servant has been a fighting man from his youth. Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." See here, David, he was also refusing to be discouraged with the message of Saul. David was hearing clearly the voice of God. As a watchman, let your heart be big and hear the voice of God calling you to go and finish the work and destroy the work of devil with the authority, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's on you. David truly was determined to go forward and finish the task entrusted to him from the Lord. Also be determined and finish the task that the Lord had called you and entrusted to you. Let's continue read. We will read verse 48, and we will read now the final battle between David and Goliath. Verse 48 to verse 51, same chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 17. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he killed him, he cut off his head in the name of Jesus with the sword. Yes, Lord, when the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and run. Hallelujah. Every time I preach this message, I am filled with the Holy Spirit, and I know the Lord had called me. And I trust God, as you listen to the message, I trust that God had called to go forward and kill and cut the work of devil as you move with the anointing and the calling of God in your life, to open more areas to reach the lost with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, tell him, "Lord, I am moving forward. I am accepting the challenge and determined to finish the task and to complete the work of God that you entrust to me." Yes, and the Lord will reward you for your faithfulness. The Lord rewarded David. Finally, we know that David was crowned as a king over the Israelites. His father called him to go and check and see the well-being of his brethren. But as he was faithful, and as he did the work of God as he instructed by the Lord, and as he showed courage to move forward and to accept the challenge and to complete the work, the Lord called him to be a shepherd, to care and to lead God's people in the same way. As God is calling to be a watchman, as God has called to be a watchwoman, to care and to look after the well-being of your brethren and the ministry and the people under your care, and as you show faithfulness, courage, diligence, good stewardship, forgiving heart, and willingness to finish the challenge and achieve the task, the Lord shall reward you and bless you further and lift you up. The Lord will give you more gifts of the Holy Spirit. He will bless your ministry. He will let your light shine. He will confirm His calling and His covenant with you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit myself, pray with me, to be a faithful watchman. I learned today from the life of David. Oh God, to be obedient to the instruction and the leading of the Holy Spirit and the commands of your word, oh God. Lord, use me, oh God. I come put my hand in my life, my heart, my future, everything in your hand. Use me, oh God, and whatever you give me of skills and talents, oh Lord, to go forward and do the work and to preach the gospel, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And I will teach them and I will instruct them to keep all what you commanded me, Lord, as you promised, and you will be with me to the very end of the age. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever do for me, my reward is in your hand. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Oh Lord, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone who pray, for everyone that your Spirit touch and inspired. Lord, use this person and reward him and lift him up. Lift up his ministry. Oh God, I pray. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.